I've got to say, first of all, congratulations on being appointed the coach. That happened before Christmas, but I haven't spoken to you since then. How have you found the first 3 weeks? It's got to be difficult starting a club from scratch again.
Yeah, it has been a challenge at times, and the first three rounds were some good opposition as well. Obviously, Devonport straight up at Devonport was a pretty tough ask straight up for the boys, a pretty big learning experience, and then Burnie and Penguin, which are two strong outfits the last couple of years as well. So, yeah, we're in probably a better position than what we thought we would be.
Well, I certainly think you are. You gave Penguin and also Burnie a run for their money. No one expected you to get close to Devonport, but, you had a couple of close ones, including Monday at home. How good was the home crowd on Monday, the long weekend, Easter Monday?
Yeah, we've been really well supported by our local community, and last week and the week before against Burnie, the crowd was fantastic for us as well.
Okay, what do you need to do to become a little bit more competitive at the moment? As I say, you haven't won a game yet, but you've lost two by margins, I think, of around about 20 points. What are you working on, and given that you've got a bye this weekend?
We had training last night, and we obviously train Monday, Wednesdays, and then every second Friday we try to catch up as well. So as a group, we're just trying to bond and get used to each other. We're pretty much a rep side where we've got three that have played here and four that have played there in previous seasons. So for us, it's just as a group, it's just learning to play with each other again or first time type thing as well. So, just learning names, obviously learning who kicks left, who kicks right, strengths and weaknesses of players and so forth too. So as a group, as we move forward, we hope to get better by round 5, by round 10, and round 15. As long as we progress forward as a group, we should be more competitive.
Now, I know the reasons you went back, because you're a circular head boy originally, so that's what's drawn you back to the Saints. But how proud were you? I know that your president was very, very proud, in fact, when the Saints ran out for their first game. But how proud does it make you feel now to see the team out there, knowing that you're coaching them as well?
Yeah, it's certainly close to my heart. My father was a premiership player at the club, and he was a previous coach in 1988. I was lucky to play 200 senior games were close to there as well. So, it was a very proud moment. I loved my time at Burnie and really enjoyed being under Brett Plant as well. I learned a lot there. But when the club came and spoke to me and so forth and said, would I be interested? The tough question was, what's your plan for the next 5 years? And they had a really good plan moving forward. They've got a great committee as well, which is really good to work with. And my assistants with Aaron Tuxworth and Tyron Morrison have been really good as well. And with this mix of Matt Elliott and blokes like that are high achievers in the competition too, it does make my job a little bit easier to share the workload with them.
You threw a few names around there, and these are some of the players that actually, they didn't want to sit out of the game, so they played with other NWFL clubs for the last 2 or 3 years. And we know that the plan was originally to have a seniors and under-18 side, but that didn't happen because you couldn't get enough juniors. So where do you draw your future players from, or are you still working, aiming to get an under-18 side up and running?
Yeah, that's the club's focus. We want to get an under-18 side up and running next year. Our reserves, we treated as a development side. So there's probably 15 players there that are 18 or below. We have a very young side there, and with a few top up and older blokes that have come back that are 200 gamers, senior game footballers that just want to help the juniors develop too. So our focus as well, having those young blokes playing in the twos, I can see them firsthand how they're playing, how they're progressing in their game, and then we can give them opportunities in the seniors too. So, and we've got a really young senior side as well. So we're really pushing this youth. I've probably got 10 or 15 blokes that are around that 18 to 22, 23 mark, which is a great nucleus of a side. So we're really trying to push these blokes and give them as many games and experiences as we possibly can.
You mentioned 5 weeks, 10 weeks, 15 weeks, and you want to improve in each block. Have you set a target of how many games you want to win this year? I'm guessing if you improve every 5 weeks, as you say, over those periods, then the wins will come.
Yeah, this next 3 weeks will be very interesting. We're coming up against sides that have got similar age group in their seniors as well. They have got a lot more depth than us, obviously, because they've been in the comp and so forth, and we're new back to the comp, but we're treating this as, all right, we've got through the first 3 weeks, we've seen some really good improvement against some quality sides. For us, it's just the importance of bringing the effort along and ticking those boxes to try to win some games of footy in the next 3 weeks.
Okay, now, as I mentioned, you've got the bye this weekend, so I guess you'll go and have a look at some of the other teams that are playing?
Yeah, try to get along, try to do as much as I can with that type of stuff. All that information helps us, and if it gets us over the line and takes me going to watch another side, we certainly do that. We're trying to micro-coach them a fair bit with KPIs of what our targets and so forth, and they've been ticking those targets as well. So we're just trying to hit every target we can, and if we're in a position at the end of the third quarter to win a game of footy, we'll push as hard as we possibly can.
Well done on what you're doing so far. Good luck with the rest of the season, and thank you for your time this morning.
Not a problem.